In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get up, get up, get up. It's a Get Up Show.
We're not the Muppets. We're another set of puppets. Everybody play. Right up your...
Nice. Hey, welcome everyone to the Simon Says podcast. Do we have to pay for that song?
Oh, shoot. No, I don't think it was good enough to
original
stay in there.
Composition.
Welcome to number 79.
Yes.
79. We're the Get Up Show from 98.7 Simon in Greensboro, North Carolina. You can check us out anytime at 987simon.com. Be sure that you subscribe and like and all those wonderful things. And if you want to call and be a part of the podcast anytime, we'll have calls next week, Maddie. Not this week, but next week. We'll have some calls on here.
Oh, man, I can't wait. That's
your
my favorite thing.
336-373-0987 is the number. This portion of the podcast brought to you by Butt Shots on the Olympics.
Hey, long lingering butt shots. Even when nothing's happening on the screen or you're not shooting the thing that's happening on the screen.
It couldn't be more obvious that 99% of the cameramen are men.
Well, cameramen, by virtue of being cameramen, are men.
Camera people.
Yes.
But I don't think that that's all the way true, man. I mean, look at what's going on there. There's butts out. Everywhere there's butts out. If you've got a camera, what if it was an automatic robot camera that just is filming the room and is just... It focuses on whatever.
It's drawn to skin.
It's going to basically, it's going to hit butts more often than anything else at the Olympics.
It's going to be a robot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Robot cam, get off of that butt. I can't help it. Beep,
beep. Another butt there. Beep. Oh, whoops. Another butt. Beep.
Butts everywhere.
I'm serious. And it doesn't matter what the event is, except for, I guess, golf.
Yeah, fencing. They don't have butts out.
Well, you know, you don't see back there. That's
wearing,
a perfect.
Are they wearing chaps?
Perfect butt out in the back of the fencing outfit.
You know, that's a perfect win if you score a kill shot right on that exposed butt.
Oh,
it's like a button.
But yeah, man, I was thinking about that. How would you feel like your kid is a champion at whatever their sport is, and you've supported them through this their whole lives, and you've watched them train and work so hard, and then they get to the Olympics, and their fanny is filling up the whole TV screen?
Right. I think it's like, as a father, I would be like, okay, you can cut away now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
She's done competing.
Which is the point of these the controversies about these uniforms.
But no, aren't there guy butts too?
No.
That's not the same.
There are no guy butts out.
Olympics, they swimming, are maybe?
Because they wear those long leotard things
now.
They
don't wear the Speedos anymore.
Uh-uh.
Do they not?
No.
I haven't noticed men at the Olympics. So
exactly.
But I told you.
But that's not what the Olympics are about. They're not there for you to ogle. They're there for you to appreciate the athleticism and the skill.
Hell yeah,
no,
I appreciate
the
it.
Athleticism and the
so
skill.
Athletic.
I mean, really, the skill.
That's some serious skill.
Is holding on for dear life.
No, but we're just being funny about it because I'm telling you, there's no way around it. There's butts everywhere.
No,
but there shouldn't be, is the whole point of the whole uniform controversy.
It really is. It is funny though, because it's like, have you ever seen these videos? So there's YouTubers and whatever. There's like eye tracking software that you can do. So then they have like these challenges to watch, like say the butts on the Olympics. So they would have to, it would show where your eyes go on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And so like the whole thing with the guy will be challenged to not look at a girl's cleavage or, you know, somewhere else. And you see the guy like, oh, God.
Trying so hard not to look.
And I think it would be funny if, you know, like if you're watching the Olympics to have an eye tracker and be like,
well, I'm telling you, it wouldn't work. Every man, woman, and child is going to look at those butts.
Yeah, because they're there. I mean, I'm looking at them too, and I'm not even trying to.
Right. You can't help it. That's what I'm telling you. Neither can the cameras.
Oh, no. Snap.
The cameras most definitely can help it.
What else would they shoot? They'd have to shoot the sky.
They can shoot everything that's not directly on a butt.
Well, I like when they have a real zoom in on it.
Yeah.
Like they had one where it was like the girl was like a pole vaulter and she got down and then she's walking away and the camera just stays framed on just her butt.
Serious?
Like it didn't zoom out to show the girl walking away.
I don't know.
She had a real big wedgie too. And I feel bad. But... Have you seen, there was another one I saw where, I am addicted to TikTok now. I didn't think this is going to happen.
Everything's TikTok with you.
Have you seen the ones where a girl will put her phone in her back pocket at the gym or something with the camera and film?
So, like, I haven't, but that's brilliant.
And then what they do is they go back, like I was walking through the gym with my camera, you know, and then it pauses on every person that, you know, like stops.
Well, what do you think's going to happen? Because they're wearing like... What is it? What are those called?
Yoga pants.
Yeah, but not even just the yoga pants. The TikTok pants are even more scandalous.
TikTok pants? Is there such a thing as TikTok pants?
Have you seen those?
I mean, the ones that have the
waffle
print
that go right up the crack.
They have ruching right on your butt crack, so they emphasize the booty. Right.
So if you're wearing that, and then you're offended that someone's looking at your
butt,
give me a
break. Don't wear those if you don't want anybody to look at your butt.
Give me a break.
I got so excited, I threw my pen. I don't think they're upset. Let's be clear.
Oh, they just want to see the attention they're getting.
Uh-huh.
I like it when you get a couple like women too, like,
Well, of course. You can't, it's like I'm saying.
She looks good.
You can't not look at that. And the reason, Charlie, I told you the reason that they don't give equal time to the men is because the male form is not attractive in the way that women are. Look at art. Look at art forever.
Yes. Okay, as I will agree with you on that, we are not supposed to be looking at nude people at the Olympics. And
that's how it started.
And the men who are in today's Olympics, their bodies are incredible. So if the privates are covered up, we can still appreciate their forms.
But you don't. Nobody does.
Well, says who?
No, men don't look as good as women, period. They never have.
No, they do if they're in the right outfit, most definitely.
Don't change your tune now.
They did. No, I said naked.
Right.
That I think that men are not as beautiful naked as women are.
Right. Exactly.
No, that's a time-proven fact. We even know
but
that. Look, no one wants to see this.
These athletes are all... But when I'm looking at the Olympics, everyone there has an incredible body. So, and they're not supposed to be naked. So I should be able to appreciate all of them.
Have you seen the
Don't
what?
Be mean.
Don't. You're gonna call somebody out and hurt somebody's feelings.
Okay.
Don't be mean.
Who? What were you going to say, though?
Oh, there's a guy I saw who was doing competitive shooting.
Oh, okay.
He will shoot you.
Maybe.
Morgan's is a guy.
Accurate. At least I know he'll be accurate.
Yeah, he'll take you out. He's not going to mess around.
You're not even
going
to be able to run in a zigzag.
I don't have to worry about a grazing shot.
Yeah, you're not going to be laying in the hospital. No, you're done, man. White light. Go to the light.
Right in the kidney.
But yeah, man, I'm serious. You look at art over like forever. You look at Venus de Milo doesn't even have arms, and that thing is gorgeous. That is beautiful. And then
you got David.
David. And people go laugh at that, and they get their picture taken because it's ironically hilarious.
Wow, poor David.
I know.
Because it's poor little Wing Wang.
Stop. I know, but you're right. And that's just not cool. It's not good looking. It's not beautiful.
Hey, speaking of TikTok, have you heard about the sex life challenge?
What's that?
That's some show on Netflix that apparently, speaking of Speaking of that same issue.
Poor little David.
It's the opposite of that.
Oh, I heard about that.
Where it's like you do a blind.
Like, oh, wow, David.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like you get your mom or somebody to look at it.
Yeah, you get a whole room of people, preferably, you know, your mom and them.
Yeah.
And then you watch this one part in the show, and apparently it's a full frontal male scene where it's like, oh, dear God.
Nobody wants to see that.
It was like the time I was watching that Gladiator movie at the gym.
Maddie watches Gladiator movies at the gym.
Yeah.
Look, I did not realize that the show Spartacus on Showtime was not appropriate for the gym.
Man, they will squash in a full frontal male scene in anything now.
These days, especially, you know, streamers, Netflix, those. Mm-hmm. I mean, the first episode of Game of Thrones, we were like, whoa, what are we watching? It's a lot to take in.
I got booby trapped the other day, and this is so random, but I was watching, there's a documentary out about Woodstock 99 about what a disaster it was, and they had the Chili Peppers performing on stage, and Flea was naked, and so I got a full frontal Flea shot.
What? He was all the way naked?
Naked?
Yeah, he was fully nude. And I was like, hey, where's the sock? I'm like, oh, there's no sock.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Just full on Drangus.
Yeah, that's uncomfortable.
It was. I was also at work, so that was also uncomfortable.
You know that people know you watch TV at work. We were talking about you. Oh, we had guests in here when you were out. We had super celebrity guests come in and take your place on the trivia challenge.
Yeah,
so famous.
And one of them, I can't remember how we got on the subject, but I said something about you watching full-length feature films at your desk, and he was like, oh, I know. I've seen that.
Listen.
Because his desk is positioned in the corner.
Yeah.
Anyone can walk in behind him. Our CEO of our company could decide to wander in here one day and walk in and walk right into Maddie's office and see Gladiator movies.
I don't watch those anymore.
Yeah, right.
On purpose.
Because his back is to the door.
Yeah. And headphones.
Yeah.
You have to announce yourself thrice to get any kind of attention when you walk in there, because he's watching. Oh, the other day I went in there and he wasn't even watching a movie. He was watching somebody else play a damn video game.
I was?
Yeah.
Every time I walk in there, I'm always like making large movements and hey, so I don't scare
him. I'm in my zone, okay? I don't need you people distracting me in my work.
Yeah, you're distracted enough by your TV shows, movies, and video games. You don't need us distracting you.
Exactly.
I'm not distracted. I get a lot accomplished. Not necessarily 100%
right,
but I get it done.
Still have no idea how you do that.
Man, you guys were talking about they're selling Pizza Hut cups. Now, are these old Pizza Hut cups, the ones that we had when we were a kid?
No, or they used to have in the restaurants.
Yeah. No, I think, it didn't say. I thought that it was that they did recreations of them.
They're made to look like the old ones. Do you know?
Oh, no, I want the ones that were in the Pizza Huts.
Me too.
Oh, that maybe crusty. I even drank out of that
one. There's one on eBay right now for $20. Buy it now with free shipping, but that seems a little
high for a, and it doesn't even say Pizza Hut on it, does it?
I can't read it. It says something. But
yeah, it doesn't say if they were the originals or not, but they were on, if you go to pizzahutshop.com, they were selling for $10 each. They're sold out.
Each?
You can sign up for an email alert.
One cup, it was $10?
Yeah.
See, I would want to get a box full for that kind of money.
I worked at Pizza Hut when I was in high school.
Did you?
I did.
How has Pizza Hut changed from back in the 40s to how it is now?
So many things. I mean, first of all, there's hardly any sit-down Pizza Huts
that even exist.
But we had to, first of all, I wore this really, really cute plaid button-down shirt with black pants and a black visor.
Did it accentuate your butt?
So attractive. And the shirt, no, it didn't. Shirts don't work like that.
I don't know.
But anyway, when we came and took your order, then, you know, whatever, put it in, we had to bring you your sodas and a pitcher of soda and pour it in the cups for you. Mm-hmm. When we served your pizza, we served the first slice to each person on their little plate.
Right.
And I was not old enough to deliver the beer to the table. So if anyone ordered beer, I had to have another person who was over 21 to deliver it.
What else did they used to have? Because they used to have things that they don't have anymore.
Well, we had the whole salad and pasta bar.
Yeah.
Oh, they also had the spaghetti. Pac-Man tables.
The sit-down Pac-Man, which I couldn't perform at the sit-down Pac-Man the way I could at a stand-up.
Really?
Just pissed me off. Yeah. They used to have a dish at Pizza Hut back in the day called cavatini.
Yes.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Good.
We had that.
God, that was good. You know what cavatini is?
No idea.
Don't worry about it. It's
the
good.
Pasta?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like a pasta with the sauce already in there, and I think it had sausage or something in there, too.
It was good.
But anyway, these red cups, they used to have them everywhere. Remember Godfather's Pizza?
Yeah.
No.
I do.
You don't remember Godfather's Pizza?
We didn't have Godfather's.
Well, what else did you have?
We had Papagino's.
Did they have red cups?
Nah, I don't remember.
Okay, Godfather's had these red cups.
We had Noble Romans.
Did they have red cups?
Yeah.
Village Inn.
Oh, yeah.
In Raleigh, Village Inn was famous because you could go there and, like, I think it was like $1.40 for all you can eat pizza.
That's great.
And sometimes, I don't think they're in business anymore, so I can say this. Sometimes you knew something wasn't right. Like, when it was like, I just paid $1. I don't care. I'm going to eat all of this I can handle. Bring me more.
This pizza's terrible. Give me more.
Exactly. It was only $1. This is all I'm going to eat today. But they had the red cups. It was like a pizza place thing. Pizza Inn used to have the red cups. Mm-hmm. Those ones that Richie King used to flip upside down. He'd order one more large tea before we'd leave, and he would take that and flip it upside down on the table so that when the poor little girl like Charlie in her plaid shirt would come to clean up, they'd have to pick that up, and that would splash all over everything.
I hated him.
Yeah, everybody did.
I didn't even know him, but I hate him.
Yeah, he's no longer with us, so don't worry.
No, I feel bad.
Don't.
Okay. He's somewhere flipping cups in heaven.
But man, I really want some of those cups because they were indestructible.
That is true.
You know, more than these, what I've seen pop up in like at like Design Archives downtown or some like thrift stores were the Burger King cups, like the glass collector's cups. Like they had the E.T., they had Star Wars.
Oh, those are everywhere.
So, yeah,
and I see
small.
Those at consignment and thrift stores all the time.
They're like, smaller than what I want.
Also, they were very thin glass.
Yes.
So I think we broke more of them than we actually
see. I had
saved.
A set of like the Return of the Jedi glasses that lasted forever, like to the point where Jabba the Hutt got real discolored and was like, he wasn't even, or Luke, I think like a lot of Luke's, his hair washed out or something like
well,
that.
Well, y'all were fancy. You had a dishwasher back then.
Yeah. The best ones we had, the ones I remember being thick, they came from Kentucky Fried Chicken, and they were Warner Brothers. It was like the Tasmanian Devil, Daffy Duck, and those were actually good thick glass. But those Muppet movie ones that came from McDonald's,
what was the one? Wait, what was the one we had that listener call up and said like you knew how what to drink? He would pour his vodka.
Oh, it was Tweety Bird. He would pour vodka up to Tweety Bird's feet. Oh, no. It was Porky Pig's wife, Petunia Pig.
Yes, Petunia.
He would pour the vodka up to Petunia's dress, and that was how far.
That's his measuring.
That was his measure for his mixed drink. Pour the vodka up to Petunia Pig's dress, and then the rest was mixer, which we call him an amateur.
To the top of her dress? The straps?
Well, it just depends. Depends on what else you have to do today. I used to have all of those.
Did you really?
It broke. I don't have any of them anymore.
No.
I had the holes, but I didn't have the KFC. I had the Hardee's.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Ours, I think they were somehow related in that sense, but
well,
I know
because they were
ours,
Warner Brothers.
Yeah. So, but we had Smurfs. We had Muppet movies.
I had Superman, the Superman glasses.
I didn't have that.
It was pretty cool. The Christopher Reeve Superman, obviously.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Those
I remember
were
cool. Those.
Yeah. And you just, I miss those red glasses so much now that you brought it up. I hadn't thought about those, hadn't cared about that, wouldn't have ever again.
Like you said, they were totally indestructible because they were kind of thick plastic and we would just, you know, run them through the big washing machine and sterilize them and put them right back out there and, you know.
Oh, yeah. When you get a big stack of like super hot ones, like cradled up like either arm.
So we've just learned, or I just learned, you guys already knew that decorating with a pineapple might send a message. And I'm going to terrify people out there because grandmas used to have pineapples for decoration. They even had like big cement pineapples on the front porch.
If you go to Kohl's, like there's a whole kitchen or bathroom set that has pineapples on it.
Isn't that a part of like Southern decorating? Like, I mean, not saying Southern decorating, but it's like a Charleston thing.
I would say so.
Yeah.
So does that mean that Southern grandmas were swingers back in the day and we knew nothing about
it.
It does now.
Come on in, honey.
So, pineapples.
Yeah. So, the whole thing on TikTok now is that if you've got, but it's not even just a pineapple. So, the whole idea now is it has to be displayed upside down.
Well, then why was that lady so worried about hers and her husband's swimwear?
Because they were doing handstands. No, no. I think it was just the fact that that the pineapple is associated at all with it. But I don't know how it started or what the thing is behind it. And to be honest, it's like, now it's just funny to me.
Oh, well, my God.
Okay, so anything like that, any kind of a group that's a little bit underground, they'll have like a secret symbol so that other people know that they're in the secret club. So they supposedly, if you, the symbol now for swingers is to have a pineapple.
I have all of the meanings of pineapple here. You want to hear them?
Yes, oh, please.
An edible and juicy tropical fruit, number one.
Yes.
Number two, I didn't know this, a pineapple means to stop or halt. Number three, this is what your grandma was up to. Your grandma wasn't a swinger, so don't freak out. It's a symbol of hospitality. Back to your southern decor.
Well, I think
decor.
That still applies to swinging.
Number four, in military slang, it's a fragmentation hand grenade. You've seen those.
Okay.
And number five, a pineapple means you are a swinger.
There you go. It's on the internet. It must be true.
No, I'm just hospitable. I'm a fragmentation grenade.
And here are some other things going on. Oh, my God. If you are a swinger, a man or woman wearing a red ball cap is also a signal of a swinging good time.
Really?
Yeah.
Maddie, you got any red ball caps?
I don't. That's not really my color.
I think I do.
Wait. Listen to this. When you're riding around today, white landscaping rocks in someone's front yard means that they could be a swinger.
For real?
See, what I think is interesting about all these symbols appear. So does that mean I just walk up to their front door and be like, I'm here for the swinging party?
I think you do. And you yes. do that until somebody says, come on in. But I think it's in combination because here's some other ones. Wearing a thumb ring, which I've seen some dudes wearing a thumb ring.
Mm-hmm.
Remember we were talking about Cubby?
Oh, yeah.
Cubby wears a thumb ring. Nobody
and
knows who Cubby is.
Cubby a swinger?
I doubt it. You ever seen Cubby?
I don't even know who Cubby is.
You don't know Paul?
Who?
Never mind.
No.
Paul Cubby Bryant from New York.
Big radio guy.
Yeah, big radio star.
No.
Hung out with J-Lo. That's the one thing he did that I was jealous about.
I don't know anybody who's ever hung out with J-Lo.
We used to be contemporaries. You know, I was in D.C. and he was in New York. And it was kind of like a competition.
Your big star days.
But it was like a competition because people would call up and they would say, Cubby really likes the thong. And whenever somebody would say that, I had this very bell in my office. And anytime people would mention Cubby, I'd give it one of those. And Dale, who's down the hall at the Wolf now, was my boss.
Uh-huh.
In D.C. And he had a bell. And every time they would mention either Kingston or Tom Poleman,
okay,
depending on the time frame, or mention Z100 New York, his bell would go. And so back and forth on music call days.
Well, you have to do it because so-and-so did it at this station. It's like,
no,
right.
It wasn't so-and-so at some station.
It was Cubby.
It was Cubby at Z100 or Tom Poleman. Okay, here's the other things. If you are a swinger,
to swinging.
You wear a toe ring.
I never understood that.
If you are a swinger, you might switch your wedding ring to your right hand.
Oh.
You might have a yin-yang. It's not ying. A yin-yang tattoo.
Lots of people have those.
Well, I'm just telling you.
Every single one of them swings.
They got to get them removed.
If you have garden gnomes, you could be a swinger.
But I love garden gnomes.
All
that
right,
doesn't
hey,
mean, no, I'm not
up?
Swinging.
What's going on?
Darn it.
You have pink flamingos.
I have one.
Come on. They're taking everything.
You have a metal star on the front of your house.
Those are everywhere in the South.
Who's coming up with like the list? Like, is there a handbook?
That's basically everyone.
I'm reading you the dang handbook.
Between the stars, the gnomes, the white landscaping rocks, and the flamingos.
You have
that's
grass.
Everyone in the South.
But if you have all of these, if you have, let's say you're a swinger and you want everybody to know it, you're going to do all of this.
Yeah. Oh,
right?
Yeah. Pineapples everywhere.
God, you know, I told you guys that I came in contact with a swinging couple one time, and I had been to dinner at their house, and it wasn't that much fun. And the wife was mean. She was not to me, but she was mean to her daughter. Like, the daughter spilled this pasta salad, and she was like, so bent out of shape about it. And I'm sitting there like, what do I say something? Do I tell her it's okay? And the little girl goes, she's like a teenager, whatever. She goes, Mom, it was a mistake. And the mom goes, you're a mistake.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow, she dropped the A-bomb on her. Like,
it was awful. It was crazy. So anyway, so time passes. We go to dinner there and, you know, whatever. Then I find this email that somebody printed out and left in the break room.
Oh, no.
And it was another couple from the radio station had been to these people's house for dinner. And the guy wrote an email to him and said, hey, just wanted to let you know, my wife thinks you two are really hot. She had a great time with you. We swing a little bit. And if you'd be into that, I think we could have a great time together.
Wow, in an email?
Yeah, and somebody printed it and left it where I could find it and read it.
And laugh and laugh and laugh.
And then I was like, wait a minute.
I went to dinner at their house. I didn't get an email like that.
Did you say anything to me?
Did you check your spam folder? Oh, it must have ended up in the junk mail.
Check my pineapple folder.
So, okay, well, that's what's so funny is because like when I picture swingers, I picture them all being like super friendly and jovial and fun and... Then you're saying this woman was like not that way at all.
Maybe she would have been had she been interested in us. Oh. Maybe we walked in and maybe he had upsold us and
she
we
was
got
disappointed.
We got there. She was so disappointed that she hated her child. It could have. That could be what happened. And
I'm so mad. I'm going to scream at my kid.
I was never invited back. And I didn't do nothing wrong, man. I think I even brought a gift.
Uh-huh.
I always do.
Just weren't hot enough.
Can you imagine?
How dare you?
I mean, how would you react?
If like, somebody said that?
No, if you got an email, like if anyone even, like I don't even know what I would say. Like I would laugh and I would definitely tell my wife and be like, but can you believe this?
Would you even respond to it or would you let that?
But it's a like, coworker, so what do you do? Because you've got to pass them in the halls or something.
I think you just got to be like, oh, man, that's super neat. I'm going to have to pass on that one, but thanks for the offer.
Wow.
So let me back up a minute. This couple that were the swingers, were they hot?
I mean, I don't think about it like that.
I mean, were they up to your standards?
Eh.
You weren't up to theirs, but...
She was really cute, but she was... At the time, I thought she is okay looking for an older person. And the dude was just like the super nicest, like, you know, goofy. You would never think anything like that. Never in a bazillion years would you think anything like that.
God, that whole idea of being like, yeah, come on over, maybe bring a covered dish.
So they're testing people out is what you don't realize, though, until after the fact when you get the invitation.
Or not. And then you find out you didn't get it.
And they take you on a tour of their house, and they had like one room that was nothing but mattresses.
Do you know we didn't get a tour of the house? I'm thinking we walked in and we were duds right from the start.
You got shut down from the beginning.
I'm going to tell y'all something, and I'm not going to say too much about it, but you two both know somebody who's a swinger. You two both know a couple that are swingers.
That are still a couple right now?
They're not.
Okay, because I know at least one couple that...
this game is fun and dangerous.
A couple from the past that worked here that were...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Eesh. Yeah, too soon.
Yeah.
But
it's going to always be too soon.
I would not want that invitation.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'd be like, okay, I'm flattered. And sometimes like, oh, no.
I politely declined that invitation to the pants party.
You got invited to
the no pants party. Oh,
if I had been invited, I would have had to RSVP no.
Oh, I thought you were just telling us that you had been invited and you said no.
No, I did not.
Can you guys swim?
Yes, very well.
Well, you were a lifeguard.
Yes.
There's
but
boys
I've also
out,
been swimming since basically I was born.
There's boys out there still thinking about that lifeguard with her mirrored sunglasses.
I told
her,
you, I was at the Y. It was an indoor pool. It wasn't the same.
Swinging her whistle.
It doesn't matter. It's all the same.
Kenny Loggins playing loud on the radio. Okay. What about you?
Can you swim?
Yes, I can swim.
In your red bathing suit.
In my red bathing suit.
And
my mirrored sunglasses.
Like Kenny Loggins.
I used to have a crush on this girl at Parker Peace Pool. Her name was Susan. She was gorgeous in her red bathing suit and her mirrored sunglasses. Kenny Loggins playing loud on the radio. She watched me nearly drown one time.
And you still have a crush on her?
No.
She didn't invite you to the life-saving party either?
I just saw a thing that like half of Americans cannot swim.
Yes, and that makes me very sad for numerous reasons. Number one, my list of two things that you should always know how to do, one of them was drive a stick shift and the other one was swim.
Sure.
And the stick shift is not nearly as important these days because there aren't very many cars with them. But swimming is very important for what A, because it could save your life, but B, if you can't swim, you miss out on a whole lot of fun stuff.
Yeah, that shark behind you and, you know, the rip current and the...
Leeches.
Yeah, leeches.
Yeah.
Pond mud.
Water moccasins.
But did you guys see, what's her name? What's the swimming girl's name that got the gold? I can't think of her name right now. She's incredible.
The one from Alaska or
Jacoby?
Ledecky.
Yeah. Ledecky.
She's the one with that hyper dry towel I told y'all about.
Oh, right, right, yes.
That dries you off before you even know it.
Before you get out of the water.
Yeah, you're already dry, so you can jump right back in the pool. Oh, that's better. But she swam, like, was it 1,500 meters or something like that to win the gold? Never kicked her feet. She did the whole thing, pulled with her arms.
Freestyle?
No. Yeah. Wasn't she doing the
she never kicked her feet.
She didn't do the dolphin kick?
No.
It's part of the stroke.
No, she just pulled herself with her hands. I'm telling you, it was amazing to see. Because that's kind of how I swim. I kick my feet once in a while, but I have such incredible upper body strength.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're just clawing your way
clawing
through
the water. Gasping, praying to the Lord.
It's the quicksand method.
I learned it watching Land Before Time. Land of the Lost.
Yeah, I used to be a fish growing up.
But where's your gill holes?
Then I didn't have my ear medicine anymore. So.
Aww.
Daddy spilled his ear medicine.
I can't get my ears wet, otherwise I'll get earaches.
Lay's has done it again. They will not take my idea for a potato chip flavor, which I've entered it in Canada. I've entered it here in America over and over, and they ignore me year after year. Mm. You remember my flavor?
Lettuce.
There's a cucumber flavor.
Close.
Yeah. And there's one called salad. But there's
Well, that's it.
No, it's got other crap in it and salad dressing.
Oh.
But they've got a new flavor out.
Three. How would you like? These are really groundbreaking. Cheetos.
Yeah.
Funyuns and Cool Ranch Doritos.
So stupid.
Oh, we already have those.
But no, these are potato
chips
that
Cheetos,
taste like
Funyuns,
those.
They're called Cheetos, Funyuns, and Cool Ranch Doritos.
Isn't that stupid?
It's dumb because the first thing I thought of is like, those companies will be so upset. And I'm like, oh,
they're
good
all
job,
owned
stupid.
By the same one. Yeah, Frito-Lay.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much that's the case. But I'm like, why bother? Like, what's the point?
Yeah, we already have those.
Is there someone who was standing at a grocery store like, it's crazy high. Like, I wish I had these Lay's. I like these Lay's.
Here's these Lay's and here's these Cheetos, I can only afford one bag. So wouldn't it be great if I could put them together
in the
same bag?
Think about it a different way, though.
What?
Think about it in terms of the marketing potential there for people who have never had a Funyun, but they always eat potato chips. They always try the new Lay's flavors. They try a Funyun potato chip. They're like, wow. And then they go start buying Funyuns. This could be the best thing they ever did.
I don't see that as the gateway. Like, I don't see just because you put it onto a Lay's chip that suddenly makes it acceptable.
Well,
like that's your training
wheels.
What
else are you going to put it on?
And also, I feel like if you like it on a potato chip, you're going to be really freaked out when you get that hard oniony thing.
Those are good, though, man.
I did used to love
those. Oh, they give you the worst breath.
I was going to say that. That's worse than Dorito breath.
Oh, it's really
Funyun
bad.
Funyun breath is kicking.
That would be the worst, too, at like school lunch. Like, I would get, you'd get a bag, and then for the rest of the day, you're like, I can't talk to anybody.
No, you didn't, because you were a teenager and you didn't know any better.
I never
thought
about
it. You're just talking
to
everybody. Yeah. And they're like, oh, God,
I guess that's probably true.
Never once thought
about it. About dating.
Yeah, and your lack of swinging invitations.
Hey, ladies, I've got my pineapple and white landscape rocks.
And look, here's a garden gnome in my pocket.
Red hat.
It's a garden gnome in your pocket.
Don't forget, call us anytime, 336-373-0987. The Simon line waits for you, so maybe you can be a part of the podcast or the show or whatever. Oh, we got Rolling Stones tickets we're giving away for the rest of the week, too. So you might want to check that out at 987simon.com. Any final thought, Charlie?
I'm going to go home and see if my plaid Pizza Hut shirt still fits.
Oh, snap. Wear it tomorrow if it does. What's your final thought, Splatter?
I'm just looking at my notes, and I just wrote down Olympic butts.
Nice.
I think that pretty much says it all.
Right on. Don't forget to subscribe and like, and we'll check you out next time.
Okay, bye.
Get up, get up, get up. It's a Get Up Show.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.